There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Here we go. I was at the gym today, and I'm just going to steal a question. Now I'm prepping for the show at the gym. I've changed my entire life.
You're like Dave Chappelle, who was like a skinny dude.
How am I like Dave Chappelle? He's a black comedian who smoked cigarettes and had a great show on Comedy Central.
You're a skinnier guy who suddenly has decided he wants to commit to bulking up. When Dave Chappelle did Chappelle's show, he was like as much as Craig Riley, weighed like 150. Then he got all like weirdly yoked up. That is what you're trying to do. You're taking creatine now.
I did. I took it for the first time today. And something that had beets in it.
The creatine makes your pee smell funny. And I think turns it like a weird shade of yellow.
Well, asparagus makes it smell funny too, but I don't smell the asparagus. I wonder if the same thing will happen with creatine. After I eat asparagus, I don't smell.
I don't like asparagus. I don't touch it. I don't mess with asparagus.
But Amanda says, oh my God, your pee smells disgusting. And I don't, I must not have that.
You just must have a cold right now. Unless no, this is in healthy times.
Yeah, this is at all times.
Well, creatine's going to do some weird
things
there, too.
And I can smell right now. I told you over here there's a lingering odor of a stale fart. I don't know if that's from Crowley and it's been sitting here since 10 a.m.
If it's from Crowley and that fart lingered there for 4 hours, there's no way Joe Starkey was going to be able to do a show.
So the question I saw at the gym on ESPN today was, are the Steelers Super Bowl contenders? They took the Steelers trading for Mike Williams, whose stats are about the same as Van Jefferson. They took the Steelers trading for Preston Smith, who has two sacks in Green Bay, and the GM there is excited that trading Smith allows for younger players to get in the lineup. He's declaring that trade a win for a team that is in position to make the playoffs, just getting rid of this guy. And ESPN took those two transactions and said, are the Steelers now Super Bowl contenders coming out of the trade deadline? And Andrew Hawkins, you reminded me that he's
Johnstown guy.
Johnstown, do we count Johnstown? Where do we come down on that, Donnie? You don't live that far away from Johnstown growing up out there in
I'd count it.
Greensburg.
He's not a Whippeo kid, though.
Do Johnstown guys consider themselves Pittsburgh guys?
No, I don't think you say they're Pittsburgh guys. That's their own little kind of enclave.
If a Johnstown guy's on vacation, does he tell people, hey, I'm from Pittsburgh?
Here's the problem.
Oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the Johnstown problem.
Johnstown guy's in Europe. Does he say, oh, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
No.
Oh, I get it. I know where
that is. Here's the issue. If we were all in Philadelphia right now, where like a town like Westchester is legitimately, I think, like 40 miles, 50 miles almost from Philly. Like, it's a long way.
In Chester County?
Yeah, but because
they were counting votes there like crazy last night. John King was hitting the buttons and saying, listen, the percentage, we need more votes here. They'll need the next batch of votes. Let's see when the vote dump comes in.
So for those of you who've ever been to Philly, you take 202 and then you take 76 up and you're towards the city. And it's like a 40-minute drive, whatever. But it's like a drive that most people make.
Yep.
Like those towns, those like further flung Philly suburbs are not really that much further away from Philly or closer to Philly than Johnstown is to Pittsburgh. There's just no easy way to get to Johnstown quickly from here. It's like bare minimum you're going an hour and a half.
How long does it take? Hour and a half?
Yeah. And I think like if you had just some like super straight shot road, you probably could do it in less time.
Would you do the turnpike and would it cost you 40 bucks?
No, you'd probably go 22. Probably go 22.
So just endless light after light.
To me, you've got Pittsburgh and then you've got, all right, middle of nowhere is Somerset. You go a little north, you go, hey, Johnstown, all right.
Can you get the station in Johnstown clearly without
definitely.
The app? If you're in Johnstown listening right now, call 412-928-9370.
Not on the app. If you're at Sonny Hanna Golf Club right now, getting ready to play in Johnstown.
Today, you think there are tee times in this weather?
I mean, it's not that, but it's 70 degrees.
It's raining, I guess.
70 degrees out, brother.
So Andrew Hawkins is on there, and I didn't actually hear it because it's muted at the gym. Did you hear it, Donnie, what he said about the Steelers?
No, I just saw the quote.
He saw the same
thing. He said, they are a Super Bowl contender.
He just said, yes, they are. Next question. That's all we need to know. When Andrew Hawkins talks, we all listen and we all bow our head and say thank you, Andrew, for that cogent, salient analysis. Good for him. I mean, he did not have a good NFL career, and he's on ESPN on Mike Greenberg's show representing Johnstown. I'm happy for the guy. I've never met him. I don't know him from a hole in the wall, but that's pretty cool.
By all accounts, I've heard very good dude.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah, just
you're running
funny
in the
guy,
same circles
guy.
As Andrew Hawkins, huh?
I just know of people who have, like, encountered him.
Are they Johnstown people?
No, I think, like, Cleveland people, because he was up there for a while.
Ah, that's right. He played for the Browns.
And have spoken very highly of him. In fact, I think one of our guests today would probably speak very highly of him. Aditi, I think, is familiar with Hawkins.
Played for the Browns? Then yes. Absolutely.
Did
he play for the Bengals?
Andrew Hawkins?
If he's got the Bengals, Browns.
I thought he did play for the Browns.
I think he did,
he's got to be on Aditi's top five.
Andrew Hawkins.
Checking both those
boxes.
Yes,
those are the only two teams he ever played for. 6 years in the league.
Are the Steelers Super Bowl contenders? We're now, and not just the fanatical Steelers fan who sees 6-2, sees first place, sees them beating the Giants and Jets in primetime and going into the bye on a wave of momentum, carrying them into this daunting second half. You've got the people that set the agenda that are the big national talk show people saying that they are at least entertaining the idea that they're Super Bowl contenders out of the trade deadline. Does that square with how our listeners feel? Is that where you are right now mentally? I bet it. I mean, I'll come right out and say it. I made that bet yesterday. I have the Steelers to win the Super Bowl at 35-1.
I think I put $5 at 30-1.
So I am clearly feeling that way. I think that they are. I actually love where they are because you're not the team that has a bullseye on you. You're not the team that has all this pressure, great expectations like Charles Dickens to win it all, but you're in the conversation. I don't even think you're outside on the periphery. I think
let me ask you a question.
You can hold a handful. You got five fingers. If you can hold five teams in your hand to win the Super Bowl, they're
from
on that
AFC
list.
Or from the
just
overall
the whole
NFL.
League. They're a top five kind of team. Yes,
I think they're like a 6-7 kind of team. Are the Philadelphia Eagles a Super Bowl contender in your opinion?
No, because their coach is a nincompoop.
But you don't like Mike Tomlin.
I'm coming around on Tomlin. How many times do I have to say it here?
You have to say it a lot because the first, when you say it and you're happy with him, and then he makes a decision that you don't like and they lose the game, even if the decision did not directly impact
the
game.
Let me make an analogy here for a second. Let me make a very relevant and topical analogy. I would assume it was very difficult for Harris in the last hour to call Trump and concede the election. If the Steelers go very far here and get to an AFC championship game on the back of Russell Wilson and that signing and convincing him to come here and then pulling Fields for him, I will gladly, he won't call into our show probably, but I would love to have a run-in with Mike Tomlin and say, Mike, job well done. You are a great coach and a Hall of Fame coach, and congratulations on your tremendous work with this team. And yes, I've said some very critical things and negative things about you in the past. You shut me up this season. I give credit where credit is due. I am a straight shooter. That's all I do. I change my opinion based on when new information becomes available. That's all. So right now, I didn't think this team was a Super Bowl contender a month ago. I didn't think they were before the season started. I picked them to go 7-10. I think that there's only a few teams better than them right now. And they're not so much better than them where I think the Steelers are some kind of huge underdog in this NFL landscape. So I don't think ESPN was if they said, are the Cowboys Super Bowl contenders for the 1,019th time this year? Yes, they would be stretching it. I don't think they were stretching it today. I don't even know what Andrew Hawkins said. I still don't know other than he just said yes. I'm not sure his reasoning. My reasoning is they have the personality. They have the profile of a team that wins the Super Bowl. They literally have the same profile as the Chiefs last year. They're the same exact team. They were both 6-2 through eight games. They both have the second-ranked defense in the league. Last year, Kansas City did. Now the Steelers did. And they both had an offense that was slightly better than average. That won a Super Bowl for KC. They ended up winning 11 games. They weren't some juggernaut last year. Detroit looks like the only juggernaut. And by the way, their best player on defense is out for the season. So I think they're right there. Yes, I think they're a Super Bowl contender.
I think they are, but I don't think they're ahead of like a bunch of these teams. I'm not going to put an arbitrary.
So where do you draw
So
do you draw the line? Are there 10 Super Bowl
contenders?
I think
there's probably 8 or 9 teams that could win the Super Bowl this year.
And they're in there.
I think they are in there right now. Yeah, I think there's 8 or 9 teams, maybe even 10 if you want to call it.
Are the Bengals in there?
No, they're not.
Okay,
defense is completely wretched. I don't think any team. There's some like little record signpost. Any team with a certain record after a certain point has never even gotten to a Super Bowl.
Yes, we went over that. Yep, then they were there.
2-4. Washington can win it even with a rookie quarterback. Detroit is my favorite to win it still.
You'd put Detroit ahead of Pittsburgh with a rookie quarterback. It's never been done before.
Washington ahead of Pittsburgh.
Or Washington ahead of Pittsburgh. You would?
I would put them ahead of them right now. I think their offense is just unbelievably dynamic. And their defense,
but all that history.
Enough. Oh, history. Yeah.
Well, you just cited history with Cincinnati at 2-4. So let's be consistent here. Cincinnati,
I would put
Washington almost 60 years. No rookie quarterback has won a Super Bowl.
Donnie, you want to answer this question? I can't get a word in edgewise right now. You want to answer this one? You want to see if he lets you go? I was trying to name my teams, but I'll let you take it.
Lions are definitely a team.
Okay.
Chiefs are definitely a team. Ravens are definitely a team. The Bills are definitely a team.
I'm with you so far on that. I think Philly's...
I actually do think Philly is.
Philly makes me insane because their fans act like Sirianni should be brought before a firing squad every single game, win or lose.
They're a lot better than what they've gotten credit for this year.
They stomped a mud hole in the Bengals, and they had the Jags just destroyed until they let them off the hook.
They let them off the hook because the coach started doing moronic things. I thought their fans were actually justified during that Jags game.
Sure, the Steelers also, if we're going to play that game, the Steelers couldn't handle a switch from Anthony Richardson to Joe Flacco and acted like they were totally powerless against him.
I think the Steelers are up there with those
teams. They're in the top 10. They're one of the 10 best teams, probably 9 or 8 best teams in the NFL, and therefore, by definition, they're a Super Bowl contender. They even feel like more of one right now. Here's the concession that I'll make that people will be surprised by. They feel like more of a Super Bowl contender in the AFC than Houston, for sure,
yes.
Who I just don't think can get out of their own way right now. They're very banged up. Their passing game looks mediocre. I'd even say this much. As much as I thought Minnesota was very impressive, even though it was an 8-point game against the Colts, like just completely stifling them for the most part offensively,
yep.
I'd give them a better shot than Minnesota because I don't trust Sam Darnold when the chips are on the table.
Exactly.
I've seen Russell Wilson do it before.
And Jaden Daniels.
Well, this is going to be a litmus test because if Jaden Daniels and the Steelers meet and Jaden Daniels gets the better of them, you have to take them more seriously.
We've gone down this road 20 years ago. This was the point in the season where Ben Roethlisberger was beating the Patriots and beating the Eagles and looked like in his rookie year the second coming of Joe Namath. And then by the time he got to January, the clock had struck midnight and the coach was a pumpkin again. And they needed Doug Bryan to lose that playoff game and then got destroyed by the Patriots at home in the AFC Championship game. So
I think he's more advanced as a passer than Ben was because he's being asked to do more and played more in college. So,
I give the benefit of the doubt to Russell Wilson, not just because the stats and the history say to do so. He's played so far like a very good quarterback.
I mean, you're getting lost in the sauce here trying to argue where they rank when your original question was very straightforward. Are they a Super Bowl contender? Yeah, I actually believe that they are. And I would not have said that. The last time I would have said that about them at any point in any of these seasons was 2018 when they looked like a wagon starting to roll downhill before Juju fumbled away their chances.
So this is not ESPN hyperbole. This is not ESPN doing hot take stuff. This is a reasonable question, and we're saying it is correct one. It's yes, they are.
They have the best defensive player in the league, probably, or the most disruptive, and they have a quarterback that looks through two games.
Well, don't say that's Austin Bechtold, Malsey. Sorry. Austin gets very mad at that. Donnie gets mad at that, not Austin. Austin actually agreed with you. Donnie says Dexter Lawrence is one. We got to go Lawrence, most disruptive.
Well, Lawrence, he actually is playing like Aaron Donald, but for functional purposes, Watt's going to be the most disruptive player on defense probably in the whole playoffs. And they have a quarterback that can get the ball down the field and make offense easy. And offense, when offense is at least easy some of the time, you are a legitimate threat if you've got everything else.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.